Hello, everyone, and welcome again to Kansas City Actors Radio Theater. I'm Bree Woods, and I'll be your lovely host this week as we present to you the fourth episode of a five-part original series, Cash for Carnage, written by local playwright Khalif J. Gillette. Last episode, we lost a member of the family, and by lost, I mean that Monty's confidant, Joe the janitor, was brutally murdered by body dealer Esperanza Nogueta. We also met Twee, a friend from Monty's class who has seen Dr. Joyner engage in some suspicious activity after hours. With Detective Nguyen on the case, will Joe be avenged? Will Monty be able to forgive himself for what happened to him? Will the crew get caught? And what is going to happen to Joe's body? Stay tuned and find out. But first, we'd like to thank our audience. Kansas City Actors Radio Theater is made possible with support from listeners like you. For more information about supporting Kansas City Actors Theater, visit kcactors.org/donate. We'd also like to take the time to thank our program sponsors, the Estelle S. and Robert A. Long Foundation, Arts KC, the Missouri Arts Council, the National Endowment for the Arts, Theater League, and the Breidenthal Snyder Foundation. We'd also like to give a special thanks to Mark and Valerie Andrus. And now, without further ado, I proudly present to you Cash for Carnage, Episode 4, titled Arms Race.
Detective Jennifer Nguyen, July... Excuse me. 1999. Oh, I really gotta stop smoking, but these people are stressing me out. So where was I again? Oh, right. March 1999. Janitor Joe. Dead by the hands of Esperanza, harvested by the hands of his pal Monty, and about to be taken care of by the hands of Dr. Augustus Joyner. But right now, those hands are busy trying to drown out a hysterical Monty.
Shh, Monty, you have to calm down.
What did I do, Dr. Joyner? What'd I do?
This isn't your fault, Monty.
I cut him up.
But you didn't kill him, right?
Of course not, Dr. Joyner.
Okay, then. We'll just cover his face.
No!
We have to. We'll cover his face back up just like that, there. Just like you found him. Like it was any other cadaver. You were just doing schoolwork. We dissect cadavers all the time, and that is not a crime.
But he...
That is not a crime, Monty. Do you hear me?
Dr. Joyner.
Say it, Monty. I need to hear you say it.
It's not a crime?
It's not. Now go take a shower, change your clothes, and I will take care of this. You're going to be okay.
I'm so sorry, Joe.
Go! Damn it, Esperanza. Not again. The lab is closed right now.
I know, but I really need to talk to you.
Detective Nguyen, how nice of you to drop in unannounced.
Where's the fun in calling ahead? Oh man, look at this big fella.
Don't touch him.
I wasn't planning on it. I don't like to get too touchy-feely with a corpse until I buy him dinner first. Tough crowd.
Look, I don't exactly know what you were expecting to find here, but we've done nothing wrong.
I believe that, sort of. It's less about what you've done and more about what your old pal Esperanza has done.
I told you, I haven't seen her in a very long...
Yeah, you said that. However, it's the weirdest thing. One of my guys said that they may have seen you two playing billiards about a week ago at a pool hall down on...
Redacted.
I'm a professor. I don't go to pool halls.
Really? Well, I have this picture here of you throwing up right outside the pool hall and another stumbling into a cab. Or is that someone else? Listen, these Doc Martens have stuck to many a pool hall floor. There's no shame in the game. but don't lie to me. Besides, I'm not here to judge your extracurriculars.
Why are you here?
I'm here because I found something disturbing that I really think you should know.
I told you I don't do business with her. There's nothing that you can tell me that I don't already know or can assume about Esperanza.
Oh? So you're aware that she's a murderer?
Excuse me?
Yeah. After making some calls to some friends on the East Coast and out of the country, we finally got someone to name the mysterious body broker selling fresh, and I do mean fresh, body parts on the black market.
That is terrible.
Yeah, it is. Especially since one of the cadavers she sold off was later identified to be one of her partners.
Really?
Yes, sir.
So what happens now? Do you arrest me, take me in for running into her at a pool hall?
No, I'll spare you today. But I want you to be smart about all this. You've got a lot riding on this place, Augustus, and I'd hate to see you go down like your mentor. Trust me when I say, I know it's hard to see the person who taught you everything you know fall from the mountaintop. But it happens. So, if you see anything, let me know. Or else me and some buddies in Doc Martens may have to come down to the pool hall and rough you up a bit. Christ, learn to laugh a little. You have a good day.
You as well.
So how are you going to take care of this one, Dr. Joyner?
We get rid of the body.
What, are we just going to put him on the truck with the rest of the cadavers?
No, we can't do that. The cadavers are taken to the morgue.
And?
And he was never processed through a morgue, so that won't work. We'll have to wrap him up in...
trash bags?
Something like that. Or we dispose of him in multiple locations.
Dr. Joyner!
This is the harsh reality of this, Monty. Do you want this to follow you or not?
Man, just tell me what to do.
Go to the supply room and get some bone saws.
I'm not a killer, Dr. Joyner.
No, you're not. But our next steps determine whether or not you'll be framed as one.
Monty could tell that this was not Dr. Joyner's first rodeo, and presumably it wouldn't be his last. They scattered the body all around Los Angeles. They stayed together to handle the big stuff and split up to disperse the limbs. Monty's rap sheet was growing by the minute, and he couldn't handle the pressure, the anxiety of waiting around for the other shoe to drop was killing him. And it wasn't but a few days after the little massacre cleanup that I received a knock on my office door. I'm off the clock. Where the hell are my keys?
Do you have 5 minutes, detective?
What do people not understand about off the... Monty?
You were heading home?
I was actually about to go meet up with a friend, but I got a few minutes. Come on in. You can just push those papers off the chairs. I haven't gotten around to spring cleaning the office yet. You want coffee?
No, thank you.
Let me find a pen so I can write some stuff. No. Ah, here we go. All right, what's going on? What are you doing here?
I don't know exactly.
So you stopped by late afternoon in the middle of a thunderstorm to say hi?
No.
So what?
What are all these articles on your wall?
Research, mainly. A couple Calvin and Hobbes comic strips for dark days. Look, Monty, I gotta go, unless you have something you...
I have a little sister. She's 9. She's in foster care, and I'm trying to get her out of there, bring her home. I need money to do that, and I... That's why I'm working as Dr. Joyner's lab assistant. That's why I took that job, for my little sister.
Okay. What's your little sister's name?
I shouldn't tell you.
Listen, I'm not about to go hit up an orphanage and arrest a 9-year-old... I'm honestly just asking.
Her name is Aaliyah.
Like the singer?
It's spelled differently, but yeah.
So, what can I do for you and Aaliyah?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Do you have something for me? I'd love to help you and her out, but I need something.
I don't know that I should trust cops.
Well, neither do I. I'm a detective, Monty, not a cop.
But you work with them.
That's fair.
You know what? I shouldn't have come here. Forget I was here, please.
Wait. What if I offered you and Aaliyah protection? We'll get her out of foster care and get you to a nice place in New Mexico or, God forbid, Fresno. Somewhere safe and boring.
Safe sounds really nice.
Yeah? Yeah, it does. You deserve somewhere safe, Monty. Aaliyah deserves somewhere safe. But in exchange, I need you to tell me what they've done. What she's done.
Esperanza?
Yeah.
She...
You can do it.
Would I be able to talk to a lawyer or something first?
We don't have to get lawyers involved, Monty. They make this stuff complicated, and I'm sure the last thing you and Aaliyah need is more complications.
Yeah, but I feel a lot better talking to a lawyer.
I'm offering you immunity. And a chance to get your little sister Aaliyah.
Stop saying her name. I just... Please.
Okay, suit yourself. Talk to a lawyer. But my offer ends in 24 hours.
24 hours?
Look, things go fast around here, and I've got to move in before she can seriously hurt anyone.
Okay.
You know where the door is. Wasted all that good tape for nothing.
I'm trying to get her out of there. Bring her home. I need money to do that, and I...
This is Detective Jennifer Nguyen, and I may have just obtained the first part of a confession. I know that seemed shady, but I was just doing my job. I wasn't lying about that immunity, but I just... needed him to trust me. Getting someone to trust me and feel comfortable enough to bare their soul is the hardest part of my job. I'm always trying to find a way to connect with them, meet them where they're at, speak their language. Is this her? Why is she standing in the rain like a lunatic? Twee? Are you Twee?
I am. Are you Jenny?
Ew, don't call me that, but yeah, I'm Detective Jennifer Nguyen. You want to get in?
Please.
There's some napkins in the glove box you can dry off with. Just scoot the gun over.
I'm okay.
Suit yourself.
How did you find me?
I got a cousin that works for the newspaper in Little Saigon. Told me a university student talked to one of their reporters about something very disturbing.
Yeah, that was me.
My question is, why are you going to a newspaper in Orange County to discuss a disembodied arm you found in Los Angeles?
I was scared to talk to anyone out here. I just wanted to report it, but I didn't want to cause a stir.
So you just wanted the paper to have a good scoop?
Sort of.
You're in med school. What? Do you plan on switching to journalism?
I didn't want anyone to get in trouble.
Anyone like who? 推听的人吗? People are always more willing to talk under the shroud of language. It's like a little secret between the two of us.
对他一根带中中脚，呃呃，将对，爱不爱lab?
What was an arm doing in a trash can? 不，通空发呗哈。 I mean, you work with cadavers at the lab, right?
Có, nhưng không vất đi. Nhưng mà thiếu. This arm, however, showed signs of trauma and blunt force used to cut it off.
Whoa. All right, then.
Yeah. Also, I want to make sure that my friend isn't blamed for any of this. He's innocent.
And who's your friend?
Monty.
All right. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you for listening.
I hope so. Twee's statement was just what the doctor ordered. This was enough to investigate at that lab. I would have stormed in there, but I wanted to be considerate. I promised Monty his 24 hours, so that's what he'll get. 24 hours. In that time, he did go and speak to a lawyer, the one he had access to, the one in office 312B.
Come in. Monty, it's good to see you.
312B. I remembered.
You did. What's wrong?
I need a lawyer.
Shut the door.
I, I went and spoke to Detective Nguyen, and...
What? Monty, you should have come and spoke to me before going and talking to the police.
I didn't tell her anything, I swear, but she did offer me a deal.
What kind of a deal?
Protection for me and my sister. She said she would get her out of the system and send us somewhere safe.
In return for what?
I'd have to tell her everything Esperanza's done.
You don't know everything she's done. No one does.
But I know enough. Enough to get the detective to help me.
You can't just go in there and give her an itemized list of grievances from the day you met Esperanza.
It would all be true, so why not?
Because you and Augustus are just as guilty of those things, Monty.
But she...
I'm not saying there isn't a way out. I'm just saying you have to be smart in how you frame your story. I would be devastated to find that you incriminated yourself while Esperanza was still out there wreaking havoc.
That can happen?
It can. Unfortunately, a deal will not absolve you of everything you've done. What you've been involved with is very serious.
I didn't kill anybody.
I didn't say you did.
Okay, because I didn't.
Monty, did something happen?
I was following orders. I was doing what Dr. Joyner said, and that's not a crime.
What happened?
I can't tell you.
If I'm going to be your attorney, you have to tell me.
She killed the janitor.
Okay.
His name was Joe. Joseph Bernard. He was a really good person.
And you helped her do it?
No! I found him in the lab. He was wrapped up like a cadaver. And she forged a note from Dr. Joyner that said to cut the body open and take the organs out.
And you did?
I did.
But you didn't kill him?
I didn't.
Okay.
What am I going to do, Noreen?
You'll take the deal. You'll get away from her and Augustus, and you'll move on.
With my sister.
Right. Your sister. She is with a family right now, correct?
Yes, she's living with Miss Thompson and her kids.
And what does Miss Thompson do for a living?
She's a social worker. She's Aaliyah's social worker. She took her in as a promise to me that I would be able to come and get her one day.
Miss Thompson sounds like a good person.
Yeah, she all right. But what does this have to do with anything?
Monty, you're young. And you should be able to live your life without the burden of being a surrogate father.
Whoa, no, Aaliyah is not a burden. She's my sister.
I know that. I know. But sometimes we must be realistic with ourselves and with our capabilities to parent a child. We must do what is best for them in the long run.
I am what's best for her.
Monty, look at your hands. They are stained red with things that you will be haunted by forever. Things that may come back and threaten to destroy your family.
Why are you saying this to me?
Because I think that little girl needs stability and safety and structure way more than she needs...
Way more than she needs me?
I am sorry, Monty.
So am I. Thank you for talking to me, Noreen. I gotta go.
To the police?
I don't know. Maybe to Aaliyah and...
And what? Run away?
If I have to.
The chances of that working are slim. Are you sure that's a risk you're willing to take?
For my sister? Yeah.
Take this money. Get the two of you a bus ticket, and before you go, promise me you'll go to the lab and talk to Augustus first. He'll want to say goodbye.
Okay, I will.
Take care of yourself, Monty.
Bye, Noreen. Thank you.
We've got to trust our gut. Most of my job depends on me trusting my gut. That's the little voice that tells you this is right or this is wrong, even though all the signs are pointing in the opposite direction. Monty was trusting his gut because he wasn't sure if he had anyone left who he could really trust.
Aaliyah?
Hi, Monty.
Aaliyah, I need you to go into your room and pack a bag. Clothes, maybe one pair of shoes, and anything super important to you.
Why? Is everything okay?
Everything's great. Everything's great. But I need you to go and pack that bag right now, and I'm going to come get you.
Miss Thompson is still at work, but I'll ask her when she gets home if you can...
Aaliyah, no. I need you to do what I'm telling you, okay?
But it's late and Miss Thompson will be mad.
I don't care what Miss... I'm your guardian. I know what's best for you. Not Miss Thompson and not anyone else. I do. And I need you to trust me.
I trust you, Monty.
Good. Good. I'll call you back in like 5 minutes and let you know I'm on the way.
Okay.
All right. I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye, Aaliyah.
Bye, Monty.
Hello? Dr. Joyner? Dr. Joyner?
Monty.
Esperanza?
It's pouring rain out there. You could get sick.
I'm okay.
Are you off to somewhere this late at night with all those bugs? I saw your room was empty.
I'm just going to stay at a friend's for the night.
Who is the friend? Do I know them?
Nah, I don't think so.
No? Is it not your friend, the janitor, or what was his name?
Joe.
That's right, Joe. I haven't seen him in a while. This place is getting filthy again.
I should get going.
Monty, wait.
What do you want, Esperanza?
Why are you being short with me? I have been nothing but kind to you.
I know you killed him.
He was going to talk, Monty.
No, he wasn't. Joe minded his business. He never bothered anyone.
Do you really think, in a bind, Joe would have taken a second thought about giving your name over to the authorities?
He wouldn't have. I trusted him. He was just about the only person around here I think I could trust.
You could trust me. I was only trying to protect you, Monty.
I don't want you to protect me. I'm fine on my own. I always have been.
You don't have to be on your own. You have me. I am trustworthy, Monty. People like us, we have to stick together. That is the only way we can make it out of this.
You're the one that put us into this, Esperanza. But I don't want any part of it anymore.
Are you sure about that?
More sure than I've been about anything before.
Well, okay. But before you go, I have one last payment for you.
I don't want your money.
Oh, please, I insist. It's right here in my purse.
Esperanza. Esperanza, you don't have to do this.
You violated lesson number one, Monty. Don't talk about it. You never talk about it. Lesson number two is cover your tracks.
Look, Esperanza, I didn't mean it. I will do whatever you want me to do, please.
You and Augustus are such cowards. You always go back on your words. If you say you are going to leave and go to the police, then stick to that. If you say you're going to stay and work for me, then stick to that. Your words should not be dependent on whether or not there is a loaded gun to your face.
I know you're angry, but this is not the way. Whatever Dr. Joyner has done to you, I apologize on his behalf. You don't deserve what he put you through, and I promise I will help you make up for what you have lost because of him. What you lost because of me, actually.
Hush, Monty, hush. Shh. It's not about you. It has never been about you. This business, this life, is much bigger than you or I or Augustus. We are all replaceable within it. We give to it our bodies and our essence. Then we die. We are chopped up, sold for profit, and we become some white man's summer home. So why, Monty, should you not have your own summer home that was not bought with your own blood and bones?
You're right. You're absolutely right, Esperanza. You gave me such a great opportunity, and...
I didn't just give you opportunity, I gave you worth. And this is how you repay me.
Esperanza, please. Please, I'm begging you to...
Lesson 3, never beg. It is so unbecoming of a business professional.
Subject, Montreal Dubois. Black, male, 20s. Found dead in the University of...
Redacted.
Anatomy lab. Cause of death? Gunshot to the head. Monty was just a guy. An above average guy. A gifted kid who actually turned out to be something kind of guy. The kind of guy you hope makes it out of this alive. And it's not right. That's not how it was supposed to happen. This isn't how any of this was supposed to happen. But it did. It was too late. 24 hours was just way too long to be standing by.
That was episode 4 of Cash for Carnage, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who is in shock over the death of our beloved Monty. What is Esperanza going to do next? Will Detective Nguyen finally be able to put her beyond bars, or will she disappear yet again? Please join us next week for our season finale titled The Monster You Know. Featured in this week's episode were Donovan Woods as Montreal Monty Dubois, Nedra Dixon as Noreen Alcorn, Walter Coppage as Dr. Augustus Joyner, Vanessa Severo as Esperanza Nogueta, Betty LeShackelford as Twee, and Ivy Bowie as Detective Jennifer Nguyen. This series is written by Khalif J. Gillette. Laron Cooper is our sound designer, and I am Bree Woods, your host and director. Kansas City Actors Radio Theater is made possible with support from listeners like you. For information about supporting Kansas City Actors Theater, visit kcactors.org/donate. Our program sponsors are the Estelle S. and Robert A. Long Ellis Foundation, Arts KC, the Missouri Arts Council, the National Endowment for the Arts, Theater League, the Breidenthal Snyder Foundation, and we'd like to give a special thanks to Mark and Valerie Andrus. We'll catch you next week at noon, right here on KKFI 90.1 FM, and wherever podcasts are consumed. As always, thanks for listening, and until next time, stay healthy and stay tuned.